I have three young ladies here in their teens that want to hear the truth about God's word. You see all these older people here? A lot of them walk by and they give you a funny look, or they go, I already have it. They don't have ears to hear. Maybe you young people do. So on that card is the gospel, and we're going to go over real quick the path to eternal life, because I don't know how much time you have. But you've heard about Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. You're all nodding like you know. He came to the earth to shed his blood for the remission of sins. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And so he shed his blood. And the remission of sins means your sins will be forgiven if you repent. And have you ever heard of repentance? You're nodding your head like you know what it is. So repentance means a turning of your mind and then of your ways. So like if you're a smoker, I don't know if you are, but I used to be before I was in Christ. First you make a decision and then the rest of your life follows, right? So repentance is when you make a decision to follow Christ. You see yourself as a sinner in need of a Savior, because we're going to die and go someplace, aren't we? Yeah, we know we are. We're going to go somewhere. We have a soul that's going to live for eternity. So if we repent and we turn toward the Lord, we're willing to leave our whole entire life behind us and go forth seeking after the kingdom of God and Christ, who made the way for us. He made the path for us to follow. Now give us the Holy Spirit and you'll be born again. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
So y'all three have heard of that. So if you're born again and you have the Holy Spirit within you, you're probably going to have a holy life showing the Holy Spirit within you, right? If you're changed from the inside, everything in your life is going to change toward the things of God, right? So your old life is gone. Your new life is here. You're following in the scriptures, holiness and obedience after a holy, holy, holy God, right? Isn't that amazing? He'll give you the power to do that. And then you keep doing that until the day you die. But what I was telling you is the churches that are lying on the back of that card is a bunch of lies that they're teaching you. And we talked about taking your money and the pastor. Entertainment, worldliness, carnality, sports, politics, feminization, pride, vanity. There's all kinds of sins that they're teaching. And the Bible says in two places in Revelation, if you love and practice one lie, do you think you'll be able to get into the kingdom of heaven? If you repent. But if you don't, just one will leave you outside the gates of heaven. So you want to have a spotless, blameless life. It says strive to be perfect. That means mature and complete. It doesn't mean you're ever going to get there, but by the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, you'll get there if you strive on and keep doing that until the day you die. So has anybody ever taught that to you? Do any of you go to a church?
I used to.
Used to? That's good. I like to hear that. Don't go there, because they're not going to teach you the truth. And maybe go look it up online. See how many denominations are out there. They say there's over 40,000. You don't doubt it. Right. So do you ever stop to wonder why everybody's talking about something different, teaching a different thing? You know why? The Bible answers that. There's an answer in the Bible for everything. People want to hear. They want to go where the people are going to tell them what they want to hear, and they call it scratching itchy ears. So if you don't like this one, I'm going to go to this one because it makes me feel good, and this one has good coffee, and it's got a good children's place, and it's got all these things that tantalizes the flesh. But the Bible says you cannot please God in the flesh. If you have the Holy Spirit within you, you're going to use that power and walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. Because look at all, this is all flesh, right? Music and entertainment, rowdiness and sports and all this stuff. I used to be involved in all that. Pride and vanity, you know. If you're born of the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit of God is in you, you don't care about any of yourself, right? You decrease and he increases. So you're willing to lay down everything. So here's what I'd leave you with. Check your heart and see if there's anything in your life that you're not willing to let go of for Christ. He said you must die to yourself to live with him in eternity. And I know you're young and you could be looking at, well, I could have 80 years left and I would have to live for him and give up everything. How long do you think eternity is compared to right now?
Infinite.
Can't even fathom it, how long that is. That's a long time to have a mistake and be sitting in darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth with no other chance to get out, right? That's what it says. The Bible says you'll be bound up and you'll be put out in outer darkness, because God is light. And if you can't be with him, you're going to be in outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And think about gnashing of teeth. It's like, oh, what are those things? You make a really bad mistake and you're trying to grit your teeth, right? Imagine that for eternity. I don't want that for you young people. I want you to be willing to lay down your life. So let these seeds of truth go deep in you. And like I said, we don't want no money. We don't want no followers. We don't belong to any organization. Stay out of the churches. You need a willing heart to lay down your life. You need to seek after God, and He will guide you and lead you as long as He sees a pure heart that's willing to do that. And you will become born again if you seek after Him with all that you are. Jesus said, seek Him and you'll find Him. That's a promise. There's one truth. There's one God. There's one Savior. There's one truth. There's one Word. There's one body of Christ. They're the called out ecclesia. They don't look like and act like the world. And they're all supposed to speak the same thing, not 40,000 different flavors. They all should come from the Scriptures, the Word of God. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was in her way. So hopefully that will help guide you. Check out our website. We have like thousands of teachings, audios, articles, videos. We go out on the streets. We talk to the homeless people. We talk to the rich people. We give anybody the truth that is seeking it. But here I'm going to leave you with a warning. You've been given a lot of truth, and I expect you to test it. Don't just believe what anybody says. Go to the Scriptures and test it. God heard you hear it. It was given to you. Don't waste it. Don't let it fall to the ground. Grab a hold of that and go seeking after what I told you. Test our website. Our email's on there. I'll email with any of you. You said you're all over 16, right? Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, if your parents let you on the internet, I'd be happy to help you. But we always try to be careful about young people. I'm sure you can understand that. So we're here to help anybody, your parents, anybody who's seeking truth. We're encouraging you. You don't know if you're going to get tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to make it home tonight, right? Have you ever thought about that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Because God's the giver and the taker of life. He created each one of us. And you want to do what's pleasing to the Creator, right? So thanks for listening. Do you have any questions or anything? Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm Sister Amen. And that's my husband over there, the older one, and the younger one is my brother, Kuo. And we all sold what we have to travel. Our younger brother, he does work like a good portion of the year, and then he comes with us and travels just to do this, to shine the light of truth, because there's so much deception. Jesus said there's going to be false teachers all over. So look at all those denominations we were talking about, all the churches. There's one over there. There's one there. There's one there. There's one there. They're all over the place, right? If you test them to the Scriptures, you're going to find, not this, I'm just using my hand. You test them to the Scriptures, the Bible, and you're going to find out they practice more than one lie. One lie is going to leave you outside the gates of heaven, and I'll give you some proof. Acts 5, there was a couple who lied to the Holy Spirit. One lie. God killed them. That was after grace had come. Because everybody's going to say, oh, grace, grace covers your sins. Grace is just the help. Grace gives you the power to overcome sin, not to live in your sin. So God does kill people, and He does turn people over when they've been given light. He can take it away from you, and you, and you, and give it to somebody else, and you'll live in darkness now. So we don't want to tempt the holy God, do we? We want to fear Him. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And on the other side, I have Jesus' truth, churches' lying. So we just do this to spark some interest in people. Don't follow us. Don't follow anybody. Follow the Scriptures and the Word of God. So it was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Let us know if we can help you. Have a good day.